We are listener-supported radio here in Los Angeles. My name is Mookie, the music director here, and it's always nice to get live music right in front of our faces. I say that it's always inspirational. And today we have Doyle Bramhall II in studio with us. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Right
on.
Thanks
for having us.
No problem, of course. Well, I want to talk about the new record, which has been out for a few months now. I want to talk about the gig that you have at a very special venue tonight, the Grammy Museum. But first of all, who did you bring with you today?
Mr. Adam Minkoff from Brooklyn, New York.
How you doing?
Welcome to the station, my friend.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to get a super stripped-down version of probably what you would normally do. As far as like what the new record sounds like, you know, are you going to play all new material for us?
Yeah, I'll play, I don't know, 3 songs or something from the record, but we'll just try it out acoustically.
Awesome. What'd you want to play first?
We'll just kick it off with the first single, which is Mama Can't Help You.
Cool.
Sorry that I looked your way, didn't know what I was getting into, and everything I had to lose to get small enough to fit in your life. Yeah, I gotta sit down and think about it, 'cause you're taking me out. I lost myself, nothing left to lose. Yeah, I don't want no more now, baby, and I'm tired of living this way. Whoa, oh yeah, your mama can't help you no more. Whoa, you're alone now, your mama can't help you no more, and she's lonely just like you. Yeah, whoa, oh yeah. I'm not into living this way, and I ain't playing, baby. I gotta make a move with my heart in the dirt, my toes on the yard. Oh, can't see past your need. Hey, jealousy and greed now. You take everything, and I'm out on the street, mama. So why you still stirring it up now? Aren't you tired of living this way? Whoa, whoa, yeah, your mama can't help you no more. Can't do it, baby. Your mama can't help you no more. You're making a mess of me, using up everything to blame. Your mama can't help you no more. Time to grow up now. You're making a mess of me, using up everything. Sharing your shelter, too cold and too small for two. Yeah, only ever make room for you. You need your greed and your jealousy, Lord. I wanna get with it, getting right with me now. Come on, lady, get right with yourself. Don't matter how hard you hit, I'm so much stronger, and I can hear you. Whoa, now put it down, and I. Oh, baby, your mama can't help you no more. You're making a mess of me, using up everything, blame. Your mama can't help you no more now. Oh, oh yeah, baby. Making a mess of me, using up everything. Oh, that band don't fit. it no more. I can't help you with that no more. I got a new life, I got my whole self back, baby. But I ain't got my watch. Ain't that cold? Ain't the cold out of me tonight.
Nicely done. Original music live on the air on 88.5 KCSN in Los Angeles. Doyle Bramhall II. And that's off the new record, Rich Man. Do you consider yourself a rich man?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
I do.
Not just with money, but musically, spiritually.
Definitely not with money.
Is it still tough for a musician like yourself? I find that hard to believe with the amount of artists you've collaborated with in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I've just had a really sort of blessed career, and I've got to play with some of the most, you know, amazing singers and artists on the planet, you know, of all time. So, it's pretty trippy to look back at where I was in my bedroom when I was 14 and 15 years old listening to these guys and then stepping on stage with a lot of them.
That's amazing.
I was trying to emulate.
I read that sometime later on this year you will be performing with Eric Clapton again overseas.
Yeah, I'm doing 3 dates at the Albert Hall with my band opening for him.
Yeah. Not only that, this is just like a few of the people that you've either written for or produced or collaborated with in some aspect. T-Bone Burnett, Roger Waters, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Sheryl Crow, of course, Eric Clapton. And I guess this leads me to my next question. You know, your last solo record came out in like 2001. Why the long hiatus? And I think I already know, but for our listeners.
Well, I think, simply put, it was just that around 2001, I had a daughter, and I sort of started a family at that time, and I really got into raising my daughters, and that's what I wanted to do, and I'd been disillusioned by the industry at that time, which was sort of collapsing, I just had the best time raising daughters, and then when I got the gig working with Eric, it allowed me to stay at home with my daughters and raise them 6 or 7 months out of the year, and then go
perfect
5 or 6 out with him, and tour as comfortably as one can possibly tour.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, and it was very, you know, it was, it felt good to me to play with Eric because he was so, he was such a fan of what I did and always promoting me, and you know, he wanted my ideas all the time.
How did you link up with Eric Clapton in the first place?
He just called me.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
Funny enough. He had gotten a hold of my record Jelly Cream, which was my second solo release, and he found my number and just called me up. I actually thought he was, like it was somebody messing with me.
Yeah.
At first, he was like, "Hey, this is Eric Clapton." I was like, "Hey, talk later."
Right.
But he's like, "I'd love to get together with you, and I'm doing a record with B.B. King called Riding with the King, and I'd like to do a few of the songs, and if you could come down and show me how to play them, so I could play them on the record."
Wow.
He said, "I can't figure them out," or whatever. So I went there, met with him, and he got sort of frustrated watching me because I play left-handed upside down, so he couldn't see what I was doing, and I kept trying to teach him things.
Oh my goodness, you do play left-handed upside down.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah. I just noticed that.
So he got really frustrated trying to see what I was doing, and he was like, just come down and play it yourself. Be a part of the group.
Uh-huh.
So that sort of kicked it off.
He said some very nice things about you as a musician, as a guitarist. So that immediately caught my eye. Again, Doyle Bramhall II in studio right now. Tonight you're at the Grammy Museum. You've never been there for a showcase, but you are performing this evening. You have been there before, however, you were saying off the air.
Yeah, I was there with Jimmy Vaughn. He had invited me down to to open the Stevie Ray Vaughan exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and sort of hung out with him and was there for, you know, because it's, you know, we all grew up together.
Right. There's your dad played drums and, you know, was a composer in his own right for Stevie Ray Vaughan. So you have quite the musical pedigree, my friend.
Yeah, it was my dad and Jimmy met when I think Jimmy was 15. My dad was 17 or 18 at the time. And Jimmy joined my dad's band, which was called the Chessmen in Dallas in 1968. And I remember hearing that he told Jimmy to quit school, or Jimmy decided to quit school, and my dad picked him up in his 60s GTO, and they drove off, and he never returned, and then they were playing music ever since.
Wow.
And then I think at that time, Stevie, my dad would go to Jimmy's house to, you know, hang out and play music or whatever, and he'd always hear this kid in the background, and he was, or this, you know, guitar coming out of this room with the door shut. And he said it was just like crazy, you know, fast stuff that was coming out of that room. And he was like, what's that? Who's that? And he's like, oh, no, that's just my little brother. Don't worry about that.
Uh-huh.
So he would never, you know, let him in the room. But it was Stevie at 11, like killing it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you never picked up the drums? It was always guitar for you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I started with drums.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I started with at school when I was six playing the role of little drummer boy.
Perfect.
And I killed the snare part.
And now, flash forward, what a well-rounded musician you are. A musician's musician, I would say. I have so many more questions, but could we get another song out of you guys?
Sure.
Cool. What are you going to play next?
This is a song called My People. And it is a song that I wrote just after a trip to India.
You knew gone, gone. gone, gone, no, gone, gone, everything you thought you knew, gone. Gone, gone, all gone, gone, everything ever used to be gone. Gone, gone, all gone, gone, everything ever used to be gone. Get harder. I ain't never seen a man, Lord, turn a cheek, turn a cheek when it's stone. Yeah, I feel it coming now. People, all my people, break it down to the bones, and you'll see now. All people are my people, yeah. People are my people. The blood in the dirt, and you'll see now. All people are my people, yeah. Mama's gone, is your love, but I'm lost enough.
Right on. Song's My People off the new record Rich Man. Doyle Bramhall II in studio doing a super stripped down thing for us on 88.5 KCSN. Doyle Bramhall II here in studio. Tonight you got the Grammy Museum. I've been looking at their calendar, and any excuse I could get, you know, myself to make it out there for a showcase, I am there. I think it's a really special place, and so much of their mission is exactly what we're all about at KCSN, where we support the community of artists. So tonight at the Grammy Museum, certainly looking forward to that. You going to do more or less a similar setup, the stripped down thing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're just doing this on the fly. I don't even know. We don't know what we're doing.
Oh, it'll be good. You
just
were tinkering.
Put a couple instruments in our hands.
You were tinkering happens. With some covers behind the scenes and stuff. And I don't know. It's just fun to watch you guys kind of prepare for your performance. Well, Adam's going to flip around and play the piano for this one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Again, thanks so much for your time. And we appreciate everything that you do for music.
So much life wasted in love and war. Never known how one leads to the other. Maybe it's time for new faith to live by. Lay your hands down for a little while. Is it too late to change our minds? Hearts are the same, telling and true. Just like the fear we hold on to, and faith has become our best excuse. World turns toward the sun, indifferent to the things we've done. Birds soar across the lines we've drawn. Can they see bridges crumbling down? The road ahead, let's go the past. Start building on the good we have. Hearts are the same, hopeful and true. Ties lost inside the things we choose. When somehow faith got confused, maybe it's time. If you look, you'll find our differences lie. In between what was and what's unrealized. So if you look, you'll find our differences lie. But I wonder if we need new faith to live by.
Done. Music is so personal sometimes, and we appreciate you sharing your music with us. This is Doyle Bramhall II. We'll see you tonight at the Grammy Museum, and thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I appreciate your support.
You got it. 88.5 KCSN.